Many followers of this series have asked me to identify the History of North America Extra opening and closing theme music to each episode. As a younger man, I was a professional musician who co-founded a rock group called Looking for Mark. We won an American Idol type competition in Canada and signed a major record contract with Capital EMI. One of the tracks on our debut album was the song I wrote and performed called I'm All Right. The orchestral prelude to the song has become the opening and closing theme music to the extra episodes. I'm glad that many of you appreciate and enjoy a small piece of my musical past. To listen to the full song and gain exclusive access to bonus episodes, ad-free content, and extra materials, join our growing community on patreon.com/markvinette. Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 7.
Death stopped for him, Mr. Wade, although he was not yet ready.
Julia was struck by the calm and poised manner in which the gray-haired lady stoically shared this intimate thought. The woman's eyes were as if in a trance.
What?
Wade reacted in a loud whisper.
How can that be? I just spoke with him yesterday.
The woman broke from her stupor and looked at him.
I know, Mr. Wade. He told me all about your conversation.
What happened? Wade gently insisted.
My husband was a very sick man. He was dying. But we both thought he still had at least one more year on this earth. But overnight, he awoke with severe pains in his abdomen. I rushed him to the hospital, where he died minutes later. I only returned home an hour ago to freshen up. I was about to head back to the medical center just as you arrived. I need to begin taking care of a multitude of formalities, as you can imagine. But I'm still somewhat in shock.
The woman shook her head slightly in despair, gradually plunging back into her protective trance.
Is there anything we can do for you?
Asked Julia in a soft tone.
Any way we can help?
Regaining her alertness, the woman gave them both a nice smile, though there was nothing behind it.
Please stay for a while,
gesturing towards an adjacent sitting room.
Please, come and sit down.
Julia followed Wade as he gingerly entered the designated area. A middle-aged female appeared in a second doorway. The large room had two entrances. Their host approached the stocky brunette with instructions, then returned to join her guests, now seated in comfortable upholstered chairs.
I will delay my return to the hospital for 1 hour. A nice cup of tea will help calm my nerves, and I wish to talk to you about my husband's final quest, the reason he contacted you.
The woman finished her sentence with a fixed gaze on Wade. She then paused, lowered her eyes, and sighed deeply while folding her hands on her lap in a demure, noble gesture. Wade seized this opportunity to ask the woman her name.
My name is Joyce Denny, and I am...
She caught herself.
I was married to Robert for over 50 years.
She half smiled, but this time it was more genuine.
You knew my husband as Walsingham.
She looked down and grinned.
But his true name was Robert Walsingham Denny.
I see, Wade commented, just as the brown-haired female arrived with tray in hand. Joyce Denny added milk and sugar to 3 empty cups, then poured steaming tea. Distracted, she did not offer her guests their cup. Seeing this, Julia leaned forward and took her beverage. Joyce lifted a cup and saucer to her abdomen as she sat back in her chair. She apologetically introduced the middle-aged female as her maid, adding
that since joining her household only a few months ago, she was much appreciated. The housemaid did not speak, but simply nodded and left the room.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.